This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. We are trying to educate people every single week, bringing unusual segments, doctors, practitioners. And today I'm so excited because joining us is an analytical spin in this industry, in the cannabis industry. And where do you find this? We will find out how this frontier data came to be in this industry and why they're doing it. Because joining us is John Kaga, and he is Executive Vice President of Industry Analytics for Frontier Financial Group, Inc. He applies his keen understanding of market research, business strategies, and you guys are doing this now. New Frontier Data is a cannabis-specific data analytics company, and you're based in D.C., and your background is so extraordinary. I mean, it's amazing, John. I'm so thrilled to have you with us today.
The pleasure is mine, Frankie. Thank you very much for having me.
You have such a fascinating background. We'll get into Japan in just a moment. But I want to ask, why did you guys go into the cannabis data field?
Great question, Frankie. So, New Frontier Data's founder, Giada DeCarcer, is a former investment banker who has also been an entrepreneur for quite a number of years. And about 4 years ago, she got approached by one of her friends who was interested in pursuing a medical cannabis license in Maryland and wanted Giada's help in assessing the business opportunity and identifying, you know, whether it could make sense to do. So Giada did what she would have done as an investment banking analyst. She went and started looking for reports on the cannabis industry and realized that there really wasn't anything on the market that had the depth, the substance, and the rigor of analysis that she would see in any other industry in which she worked. And she realized that given how quickly cannabis was growing and how substantial the industry was becoming, the type of rigorous data required to inform strategic decision making was going to become absolutely critical. And so that forms the idea of New Frontier being a data centric, issue neutral. So we don't take a position on cannabis. We're not for or against. But rather we're trying to just present the data about the size, growth, evolution, and trajectory of this industry in a robust, objective way to allow decision makers, whether they are investors, whether they are business owners, and whether they are public policy influencers or decision makers, helping them, providing the data that allows them to make better decisions, better informed decisions.
You know, we've talked about the growth of this industry, and I don't think really Americans are understanding how deep and wide the breadth and the scope of this industry is quite yet. I don't think they really do. I think they've heard of a couple of stories about Colorado and now California. I don't think they realize that this could very well become. Someone predicted a few weeks ago on this show that this could become bigger than the NFL.
That's absolutely right. You know, I've been actively working in the cannabis industry now for about 3 years, and I continue to be amazed by just the speed and the scale with which the industry is growing. And that's really borne by something which I don't think even I had fully appreciated before I joined the cannabis industry. Americans have an extraordinary appetite for cannabis. We already consume as a country an extraordinary amount of it, to the tune of 1 in 10 Americans being regular cannabis consumers. The issue is that all of that demand to date, or the overwhelming majority of that demand, has been served by the black market, so it's been impossible to properly quantify how much is being consumed. And so it's only with the activation of particularly the adult use markets in Colorado and Washington and Oregon, to a lesser extent in Alaska, that you begin to realize just how much demand is out there. And even though in 2017 we're looking at an industry that will generate nearly $8 billion in revenue, by 2020 that number will double to $16 billion. That's really still just the tip of the iceberg, because that only covers the states where medical and adult use are currently legal, and there are only 8 states where, or 8 markets where adult use is legal, and so there's still a lot more expansion that could happen if those states were also to legalize.
You know, this is so fascinating, having your spin on this subject, and we've never really talked with anyone with your breadth and scope before, so I'm really excited that you're here with us today. Do you think, we just found out a few months ago about the Canadian connection.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, in your opinion, and what if any, Canada making this legal, and will it change the federal laws in this country? Will it affect the class one that this drug, this plant, will it cause Americans and our legislators to think differently because our neighbors are going to be so free about their cannabis laws?
We do think it is going to have an impact. Not just in the U.S., but we actually think globally. So there's a number of important considerations when we think about Canada becoming the first developed nation to fully legalize adult-use cannabis in a national way. First, I mean, the Canadians are not necessarily known for being people who who take random flights of fancy. They're pragmatists, and they have a reputation for being pragmatists in the true sense. And so, to a certain extent, when the rest of the world is watching this evolution of the cannabis debate, it's one thing if this debate is happening at a state level in the U.S. It's an entirely different thing if Canada, as a well-respected, moderately-minded country, is adopting such a significant shift in its public policy toward cannabis. Second, it will give the U.S. and the rest of the world visibility into what happens when you activate a legal cannabis industry on a nationally regulated model. We've never seen that done the way the Canadians are proposing to do. And so that's going to be a powerful template. And third is that it does present then a stark contrast to some of the positions being taken within the U.S., where there are administration officials who still believe that cannabis is a gateway drug. The administration is, even as states are expanding their residents' ability to access legal cannabis, the federal government is looking for ways to be able to more aggressively enforce federal cannabis law. And so it really puts that difference between the American approach and the Canadian approach into contrast. And we think that it could ultimately serve as a galvanizing force for legalization supporters to say, you know, this is another example of where the U.S. having the first opportunity to be a leader in the world, to be the epicenter of cannabis in the world. But if we don't act quickly, the Canadians and the Israelis are really chomping at our heels in terms of innovation, in terms of research and development,
yes,
and in terms
yes.
of capitalization of this market.
We have to take a quick break. John will be back in just a moment. John is John Kugi is the Executive Vice President of Industry Analytics for New Frontier Data, a cannabis-specific data analytics firm based in Washington, D.C. And, John, what's the best website for people to get the information that you guys provide every single day?
NewFrontierData.com. On our site, you'll be able to find just an enormous wealth of information that we've been collecting for the past years about the industry.
We'll be right back with John. Stay tuned. This is Frankie Boyer.
Sure, Ellie.
Oh, my. You might want to come here and help Grandma.
What's the matter, Grandma? Can't you stand?
Oh, sorry, honey. It's my knees. They don't work the way they used to.
Does this ever happen to you? Are you on Medicare? You may qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Call the Health Hotline to see if you qualify. Our friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have braces for your shoulder, ankle, or back pain. And if you're covered by Medicare, you may qualify for free delivery.
Grandma, slow down. I can't keep up.
Maybe you can use a knee brace too, Ellie. Catch me if you can, kiddo.
Call now to get your pain-relieving knee brace. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. That's 800-659-7975.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. And we are in the middle of a conversation today with the Executive Vice President of Industry Analytics for Frontier Financial Group. The new Frontier Data, a cannabis-specific data analytics firm, and the brilliant John Kugi is with us today, and he received his MS in marketing with a market research focus from Johns Hopkins University. He also was studying at the same time Japanese at the School for Advanced International Studies. He received an MA in management from the University of Durham in the UK and a BA with honors in Japanese and management from the University of Leeds, also in the UK. And John, welcome back. What a pleasure. So I have to ask you that the question is that where is, I'm just curious if you know the answer or not, but where are we in this cannabis conversation in Asia?
Oh, the Asians, and this column, the Asians, which I would include countries like Japan, China, South Korea, Indonesia, etc., remain very, very skeptical about cannabis. They continue to maintain very strict drug policies with, you know, very, very long sentences for people caught.
That's what I thought,
selling drugs. But interestingly, when we look at a country like Australia, which is part of the Asia-Pacific region, they've just activated the medical cannabis market, and there's a lot of capital flowing into that market specifically to help set up the industry's infrastructure there. Because of the developments in Australia, it's catalyzed a debate in New Zealand as well. And so while the kind of principal Asian countries remain quite strongly against cannabis, there have been some pockets of development in that broader region.
So interesting. And then I also was in London a few months ago, and very mixed feelings in London about cannabis as well.
So it was interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, the UK has always been an interesting country in terms of their cannabis policy. They've generally, at least from a kind of law enforcement standpoint, been quite laissez-faire. Almost we've had a kind of decriminalized model where, police would discourage you from smoking public spaces. That, you know, generally you would not see a heavy-handed enforcement approach. However, there's been much more and slow to have a rigorous debate around medical use or more broadly adult use legalization. We think that is going to happen ultimately, but they're certainly behind the Americans and the Canadians in that regard.
Mm-hmm. You know, I know that this is what you do for a living. You study the data. Tell me your thoughts about if you could see 5 years from now. I personally think that the world will be noticing the changes that will be happening in this country in 5 years. I really do. Mm-hmm. I know that Massachusetts, and I'm sure you've written about Massachusetts, and it's almost as though it can't get out of its own way. You have a it's so true. You have a recovering alcoholic who doesn't understand the plant as the mayor, and many of the city council people are not aware at all of how it could possibly help with the opioid epidemic. You have a governor who is against it, but doesn't really understand why he's against it, and doesn't understand how it could be a blessing and a help with the veterans groups around the country, around the state. And then you have a law that went into effect that the local legislators changed that law that we the people voted on. They changed it last week, a week and a half ago. They changed it. So it's taken 5 years for, I think, 6 dispensaries to open up in the state when it was passed 5 years ago, and there were 30 on the docket. So we're very archaic, and I understand that. But I really think, country-wise, that in 5 years, there will be a huge opening in every single way. And I'm just curious if you see the way in which Americans will spend will change the picture for many states, and their philosophy will change as well.
Absolutely. And we would say there's 3 or 4 drivers that are going to be transformative to what we see in the next, let's call it 5 to 7 years. One is just general education. I think we still underestimate how deeply seated the education from the war on drugs remains in American society. This is your brain on drugs, this is your brain on cannabis, slogans from the 80s and 90s remain very deeply seated now. And so part of that has been clouding the receptivity to the message on what the medical and therapeutic benefits are of medical cannabis and what the social implications have been in prohibition enforcement, particularly in poor and minority communities. So as this information becomes public, as people learn more about both medical value, benefits of cannabis, as we understand what the social costs of enforcement have been, we'll see much, much greater interest in understanding how a shift in cannabis policy can manage those issues. Second is the medical research side of it. I expect within the next 5 to 6 years, we will have a much better understanding of the ways in which cannabis can be used, not just to treat medical conditions specifically, but to improve human wellness. And so this isn't just going to be about using cannabis to treat cancer or improve conditions related to glaucoma, manage pain among HIV and AIDS patients. This is also going to be about helping adults manage stress and anxiety, helping people sleep better, helping athletes recover more quickly.
Yes.
For the kind of stress.
I love this conversation. I love the way in which your company is presenting the information. It's just so refreshing and so exciting. And congratulations on just being pioneers in the analytical world in cannabis, because that's exactly what you guys are doing. And so give us the website as we say goodbye to you, because we have to have you back, though. This is just the beginning of a conversation. Go ahead and give us the website, please.
Thank you. The website is newfrontierdata.com.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Frankie Boyer. And this is Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer.
Sure, Ellie. Oh, my. You might want to come here and help Grandma.
What's the matter, Grandma? Can't you stand?
Oh, sorry, honey. It's my knees. They don't work the way they used to.
Does this ever happen to you? Are you on Medicare? You may qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Call the Health Hotline to see if you qualify. Our friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have braces for your shoulder, ankle, or back pain. And if you're covered by Medicare, you may qualify for free delivery.
Grandma, slow down. I can't keep up.
Maybe you can use a knee brace too, Ellie. Catch me if you can, kiddo.
Call now to get your pain-relieving knee brace.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. That's 800-659-7975.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Today, how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes, so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call Incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes, or get a free incorporation toolkit including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy, so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you.
And welcome back, Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer right here. And joining us now is Tracy Stein, PhD, Masters in Public Health. Her new book, her new award-winning book, because she has received so many awards for this book, the Nautilus Book Awards winner, the Benjamin Franklin Award. It's called The Everything Guide to Integrative Pain Management, Conventional and Alternative Therapies for Managing Pain. And why I wanted Tracy on today, and Doctor, it's so nice to have you here, is that...
Thanks for having me.
One of the things that our analytical guru just shared with us, John, was that 5 to 6 years, there will be a tremendous amount of research and information regarding plants and pain, the cannabis plant and pain, whether it be CBD or THC combination. And one of the true pioneers is already writing about it in her book, because take control of your pain naturally is what Dr. Stein is all about. And one of the things that you talk about are the benefits of medical marijuana.
Yes, so, you know, and there's certainly a lot of interest in medical marijuana today, especially given the opioid crisis. People are really looking for other ways to manage pain and some of the other symptoms that can be difficult to manage in certain patient populations.
So you started to do some research, and you're not, you know, I wanted everyone to know this is not your field, but you felt that it was that important that you would mention it in your book.
Yes. So, you know, I consider myself an expert generalist, and the majority of the patients I've seen clinically have been chronic pain patients and medically ill, and I'm fellowship trained in pain psychology, which is a little bit rare, but hopefully will become more common. And so, you know, my patients have certainly brought up to me that for some of them, medical marijuana has felt very helpful. You know, it's like any other substance that we think could have a medicinal effect. We want to be thoughtful about how we use it. And so it was important for me to educate myself, and I thought this would be a very common question for patients. So I wanted to include information for them to get more details about whether it would be helpful for them, whether it's legal in their area, and how to go about that further.
I really appreciate your doing this, because the truth is that if we continue to write scripts, and you know and I know that this opioid crisis is out of hand. It's not becoming out of hand. It is already out of hand. And
right.
It's really, I honestly do not think, Doctor, that people realize how serious a problem in our communities this is.
It is a really serious problem, and the challenge is that chronic pain is also such a serious problem, and it's so much more prevalent than I think most people realize. You know, we've got about 100 million people in this country alone, and about 1.5 billion people worldwide who have a chronic pain issue. And so, you know, we're looking for ways to try and get people some relief. You know, opioid pain medications have their time and place, but they aren't really meant to be used long-term. Certainly I've had patients who do use them long-term, but they have to be carefully supervised. You know, there's high potential for, you know, even life-threatening problems if they're used inappropriately or combined with some other medications in a way that's inappropriate. So, you know, they're not things we want to use casually. And they don't give everybody complete pain relief. I was reading something the other day about how I think every 3 weeks, supposedly, we have as many deaths from opioid overdoses as we did from 9/11. And, you know, that's a terrifying statistic.
Really sad. Yeah.
Yeah. So we want to give people other tools that they discuss, of course, in conjunction with their doctors. And most people benefit from a multi-pronged approach. It might not be that one thing does enough. But
so it's a combination of nutrition, of a lot of whole person information, which you provide in your new book, The Everything Guide to Integrative Pain Management. I want to go back for just a moment, and part of the problem is that the opioid prescription use and the it's not done deliberately. I'm not, and I don't want anyone to think that doctors are giving out these medications like they're candy. The problem,
right,
is that patients are highly addicted. And there are some patients, and many years ago, doctor, I was an alcoholism counselor. Decades ago, my first real job in life. And I remember the director of the co-director of the agency that I worked for said to me, she was already an alcoholic before she took the first drink.
Okay.
She said, my body just was that connected to the alcohol that when I took my first drink, I was off and running. And I do believe that there are many people who are wired, their chemistry, whatever it might be, get those opioids in their system, and all they do is want more. And that's what's happening. And we're seeing young professional players. We're seeing young kids that were playing football that have a back injury. We're seeing kids that had car accidents, and they're becoming addicted, and they're in a really bad way.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody's brain responds somewhat differently to different substances. There are people who are at greater risk for addiction to opioids, especially people who already have a history of addiction. And that's why it's so important for people to be carefully monitored and regularly monitored. You know, part of the problem, too, is that I agree with you. I think providers, by and large, are well-intentioned. And, you know, we have people whose pain is very difficult to get under control. Some people, not everybody. And, you know, we have providers who may need more training to learn how to prescribe these medications appropriately. So, you know, sometimes you will get a prescription for an opioid pain medication from someone who maybe doesn't prescribe them a lot versus someone who is, say, fellowship trained in pain management in their particular medical discipline and has had that much more training in, you know, the risks and potential benefits and when to use what and how much and how to taper somebody off when that's appropriate.
As someone who understands the psychology behind pain and chronic pain, this is why there has to be a lot of varieties for people, because we need to start personalizing, in my opinion, personalizing the approach.
Absolutely. You know, the same thing that will work for one person won't necessarily be the right fit for someone else.
That's right.
And beyond that, you know, someone can intellectually say, you know, just as an example, you know, yoga would be great for my back pain, and everybody's telling me to do yoga, and there's some data that would be helpful. But if the person is really resistant to the idea of doing yoga, you can say, you can sign them up for classes or, you know, have somebody come to their home, and it's still not going to be something they're going to buy into or do. And so their adherence will drop off. So then that's not helpful. But something else, like acupuncture, might be very helpful, or cognitive behavioral therapy, or mindfulness meditation, or some combination. But really, the combination of healthy lifestyle behaviors in general tend to help people do better with pain and coping overall.
And I also think that there's a big piece that we haven't talked about, and that's the psychological state of the patient, because that, you know, and I know that has a tremendous effect on the pain.
Absolutely. So the research actually shows that depression and anxiety are factors that amp up the volume on pain. They make pain severity worse, and they make coping worse as well. And people who are in pain tend to have higher levels of depression and anxiety. So it's really important to address the psychological piece as well, we shouldn't be saying take a pill or just do this or that one thing. We want to treat the person as a whole person.
And I love that you are promoting the Everything Guide to Integrative Pain Management. What is the best website, Dr. Tracy Stein?
So there's drtracystein.com, Tracy with an I. I also have a Facebook and Twitter account. I post the most health-related information on Twitter, so if people want to check that out, that would be great. And they can find this at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and hopefully their local bookstore.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being with us. Really appreciate it. And we will be back in just a moment. Frankie Boyer, this is Cannabis Talk, A to Z with Frankie Boyer.
Grandma, can you come out and play?
Sure, Ellie. Oh, my. You might want to come here and help Grandma.
What's the matter, Grandma? Can't you stand?
Oh, sorry, honey. It's my knees. They don't work the way they used to.
Does this ever happen to you? Are you on Medicare? You may qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Call the Health Hotline to see if you qualify. Our friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have braces for your shoulder, ankle, or back pain. And if you're covered by Medicare, you may qualify for free delivery.
Grandma, slow down. I can't keep up.
Maybe you can use a knee brace too, Ellie. Catch me if you can, kiddo.
Call now to get your pain-relieving knee brace.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. That's 800-659-7975.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back, Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, and it has been a whirlwind in the state of Massachusetts, and joining us, and we loved having him on a while ago, but he's back, Peter Bernard, Executive Director of the Massachusetts Grower Advocacy Council. Oh my gosh, Peter! What? Tell us, by the way, welcome back. So where are we in the state of Massachusetts with when it comes to cannabis today?
Well, the last I heard, the compromise bill from the conference committee was approved by the House and the Senate, and it got enacted, and it's on its way to Governor Baker's desk, and he gets 10 days to take a look at it and see if he wants to send it back with a veto for any changes. Considering that 3 weeks past their own deadline, we're not thinking that's really going to happen. We think that's going to go out as it is. There are some things about it that we're not happy with, but overall it looks like a pretty decent piece of legislation to us.
So for the audience that are hearing us all over the country, the original plan that we voted on, that we, the people, voted on, was a 12% tax. And unfortunately, legislators wanted to rewrite it to 28% tax and 85% tax on edibles. It's just so insane. And now we compromised, I guess, at 20% tax now?
Yeah, and that's what it comes down to, Frankie. I mean, there has to be some compromise. The Senate side was really sticking to their guns on respecting the will of the voters and going to 12. But the House was really insistent on 28 because other states taxed in that neighborhood.
Yes.
And our general complaint was, you know what? Those other states are west of the Mississippi and have nothing to do with our economy. We've got Maine that's come in at 10%. We've got Rhode Island about to come online with adult use. We have Vermont sitting on a bill right now that their governor sent back to legislation for some changes, but is imminent. They're all going to tax in the same ballpark. We have to be competitive with these other states.
Absolutely,
we knew it was going to go up, and personally, I feel 20 is too high. I would have been happier with 16 or 17.
I agree with you, Peter. Yeah.
Well, the Senate was sticking their guns at 18% from what I've heard, but, you know, it is compromise. It had to end. The other big part they had to hammer out was the right for a city or town to put out bans. And the voter referendum said that if a town or city wanted to ban pot facilities of any kind, it would require a town vote. Some people are of the mind that since that doesn't happen with liquor and town...
Peter, we're losing you. Your cell phone is cutting out, so we're losing you. Can you share that again?
Right. As far as the town's putting out outright ban, the referendum calls for a town vote. So if a town or city wanted to put out a ban on any kind of pot facility, the voters would have the final say-so. Other people were of the mind that since with alcohol, it's up to the town to decide, that it should be done that way. The compromise there, if at the time of the election, the town voted it down, 50.01% or more of the voters said no to cannabis on back in November, then it's up to the town government to decide whether or not to place a ban, and they don't need a vote of the townspeople. On the other hand, if your town voted for cannabis in the election and the town wants to ban it, the voters get to decide. It was the only reasonable compromise they could come up with, because you can't really have it one way or the other.
I think that this is a real example, Peter, of how political this story is. And we don't talk enough about it, and I'm so thrilled you're on today, Peter Bernard, because as executive director of the Massachusetts Grower Advocacy Council, that's exactly what you're trying to do, is become an advocacy group for the growers and for the people. And I think that what makes this so disturbing is that the people voted for one bill, and it's been reworked and redoctored. It has taken 4.5 years for legal medical marijuana facilities to get going in this state. It is outrageous how long it's taken. And now...
Oh, it's insane. It's totally insane.
Totally insane. No other state has had the issues or the problems that we've had here in Massachusetts. I don't understand it, I don't get it, but we are inundated with paperwork and we can't seem to get our feet out from under it, Peter.
I don't know why, and to top it all off, the new legislation kind of takes medical and puts it all under one big ball of wax with the Cannabis Control Commission.
Oh, gee.
So... Well, you got to admit, the DPH hasn't exactly done a stellar job of rolling it out. They really haven't.
You think?
I think, yeah. I mean, the guidelines that they have managed to get into place will more than likely get adopted. I know it's something that the CCC and its advisory board is going to have to work on. And, wow, are they going to hit the ground running? The advisory board for the Cannabis Control Commission needs to be appointed by August 1st. And they get to give their first report to the Cannabis Control Commission on September 1st, their first day of work. So,
unbelievable. This is such an example of bureaucracy getting in its own way and stopping, because the sad truth is that farming could be a wonderful resource. We just talked with Maggie Frank earlier about all of the hemp fields going up, hemp farms in Kentucky, and it's such a complicated story. And Peter Bernard, thank you for being on with us. We will continue to have you on a regular basis because this is just so important, such an important subject.
Anytime.
And we appreciate your efforts and your updates. And thank you all for being with us. This has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show, Cannabis Talk A to Z. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day. And as always,
smile. Though your heart is aching, smile even though it's breaking. There are clouds in the sky, you'll get by.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.